I'm just going to say a few words in preparation for this practice. Over the course of today, we've been practicing primarily with being grateful for whatever is here, just as it is, whether unpleasant or neutral or pleasant. And you may have found that challenging. We all do from time to time, and other times the heart is easeful and opens. So this is one way to practice with gratitude, to just deepen the attention, deepen the mindfulness, and open to things just as they are. At other times, we need to train the mind in gratitude to really gladden the heart mind. And so we remember what we're grateful for. And this is something that's done in all the different wisdom traditions. And Jack Kornfield reminds us of this when he writes, Buddhist monks begin each day with a chant of gratitude for the blessings of their life. Native American elders begin each ceremony with grateful prayers to Mother Earth and Father Sky, to the four directions, to the animal, plant, and mineral brothers and sisters who share our earth and support our life. In Tibet, the monks and nuns even offer prayers of gratitude for the suffering they have been given. Grant that I might have enough suffering to awaken in me the deepest possible compassion and wisdom. And in some respects, we've been engaging in that last practice today, whenever we've been working with difficult. And now I'd like us to do some remembering of the things that gladden our hearts. Asking ourselves, what am I grateful for? How might I be grateful for this breath? The ability to sit here and practice. Is there an appreciation of food, particular foods? Chocolate, popcorn, whatever it may be for you. Is there an appreciation of the different senses? We've been working with hearing. Hearing sounds, hearing music, hearing one another's voices. When we were walking, perhaps there was appreciation of body moving through space, appreciation possibly of the sights, the lake, the sky, the angle of the sun on the water, on the leaves. Perhaps appreciation of our capacity to smell things, the freshness of the air. We might have appreciation of our capacity to feel certain emotions and have particular trains of thought, being able to read, to write, to engage in conversation. To connect with others. To smile, to laugh. Share things. There may be particular people who are dear to you. There may be objects you have in your home or particular items of clothing or jewelry that give you some measure of happiness. We can be grateful too for structures that help us to live more comfortably. A family, an extended family, a community, the workings of a city, a province, a country, a certain measure of freedom, freedom of expression, of movement, of thought. We may be grateful not only for other humans but other creatures. Our pets and beyond. The pollinators and the earthworms who till the soil. And the other mammals and fish and the birds. You may indeed have appreciation for this earth, the different landscapes, sunrises and sunsets, and water and sky, stars at night, and that incredible sense of mystery and awe when we look at a starry sky, knowing we're not just looking at a few stars, but galaxies upon galaxies, trillions. So that's just a little priming of your mind for what you're grateful for. And what we'll do now, if we were even numbers, we'd do this in pairs, but what we'll do now, because you're a group of 15, we'll do it in threes. And in threes, we'll have one person be an asker and another person be a responder. And some of you have done exercises like this before. And the asker will ask, please tell me what you're grateful for. And the responder will respond with one item. And really take your time and feel it and keep it brief, such as, I'm grateful for a starry night. And then the asker will say thank you. And take it in, asker, and feel the thank you for that reminder. And then the asker will ask again. And again and again. And the responder will come back with something else that just spontaneously comes to mind. It can be very simple things. I'm grateful for zippers. You know, I'm grateful for hardwood floors. I'm grateful for my screwdriver. Whatever. I'm grateful for door frames, windows. Simple things, whatever pops into mind. There's no right or wrong. Don't worry about covering a to-do list of who and what I should be grateful for. Just whatever emerges, and enjoy it. And so we'll do that for about 2 minutes with the first responder, and then we'll pause. I'll ring the bells, and then we'll just take a little moment, feel body and breath, and then I'll ring the bells again, and the person who was the responder will now be the asker, and will ask the person who has just been an observer at this point. And so we'll go around, we'll do three rounds, and then with a little pause in between each time. So those are the instructions for please tell me what are you grateful for.